From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election. In a string of tweets over several hours, the U.S. leader continued to assail the probe into his campaign's links to Russia. He was also critical of H.R. McMaster, his national security advisor, who spoke a day after Washington indicted 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies. McMaster said that there was incontrovertible evidence of Russian interference in the election.
Have you seen in recent days the United States will expose and act against those who use cyberspace, social media, and other means to advance campaigns of disinformation, subversion, and espionage?
Mr. Trump said McMaster forgot to say that the results of the 2016 election were not impacted or changed by the Russians, and that the only collusion was between Russia and his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and other Democrats. U.S. officials will have another opportunity to persuade their European counterparts to accept changes to the Iran nuclear deal when they meet at the annual Munich Security Conference this weekend.
Israel is one of the nations that feels most threatened by the possibility of Iran, which calls for the destruction of the Jewish state, becoming nuclear armed. So Israeli leaders have praised their U.S. counterparts, such as Vice President Mike Pence, for threatening to pull out of the multilateral deal that freezes Iran's nuclear program for more than a decade. In a recent speech to Israel's parliament, Pence said the deal merely delays the day when Iran can acquire a nuclear weapon.
It's VOA's Michael Lippin reporting. This is VOA News. More demonstrations from students responding to a deadly shooting rampage that occurred last week in the state of Florida. Emma Gonzalez is a survivor of the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She spoke at a Florida gun control rally Saturday, 3 days after the armed former student killed 17 of her classmates and teachers. Other students joined her as well.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people. Because of these gun laws, people that I know, people that I love have died, and I will never be able to see them again.
Gonzalez spoke bluntly to her audience, hundreds of people who gathered at the Fort Lauderdale Federal Courthouse, about 45 kilometers from the suburb where the shooting took place. Russian news reports say that a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Cox region, killing at least five people and wounding four others. The TASS news agency says that the shooting occurred Sunday outside a church. The person was killed by police. The motive for that shooting is unknown. Iranian officials still have not assessed the wreckage of a plane crash in the Zagros Mountains, Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and six crew on board, and that they will all have been killed. Rescue helicopters have so far been unable to land at the probable crash site because of heavy fog. Local television reported that emergency workers were instead searching the mountainous area by land.
Afghanistan's political crisis deepened Sunday when a second provincial governor defied a presidential order for his removal. Saturday, President Ashraf Ghani's office approved and announced the appointment of new heads for five provinces as part of efforts to improve local Afghan governance. But Abdul Karim Khedem, who has been governing one province for about a year, denounced and dismissed his ouster by the president as unacceptable. 212 undocumented immigrants have been arrested in Southern California over the past week, according to the U.S. federal government. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says that they arrested in about 122 businesses, 212 people in 122 businesses during a five-day sweep. In a statement issued Friday, the ICE deputy director, Thomas Homan, said because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in the secure confines of a jail, their officers are then forced to conduct at-large arrests in the community. Reports from California said some employees did not show up for work. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.